the stump Nazi, because when I'm the one that falls. I've fallen three times on this range. And I hook my toe on stumps. And because I want all age levels to shoot, I mean, my dad, you saw David Sr. there speak earlier, I go through there, and I'm not opposed to running anybody's chainsaw in the dirt, but cut a stump out. And so we try to make the lanes and paths as clear as possible, and we're constantly doing maintenance and seeing what we can do to make it better. Now, I do know that at Ritter Springs in Springfield, when you brought up the point of having a net or a backstop, netting will not stop an arrow. You must have a solid surface to stop an arrow. That's how indoor ranges function. They have solid surfaces set up. We do obtained blocks of dock foam when they changed the law, and all that dock foam was being, you know, you couldn't get rid of it. We went and found dock foam from different people that was wanting rid of it, and we have it to where behind certain targets to make sure, just to, for our own benefit. We don't want anybody getting hurt ever. So we set some of the foam up in different places just to make sure that there's never an errant arrow. So if it came to a point, like you said, of doing a screen won't stop an arrow.
I'm talking about any kind of screen.
A barrier. You're talking about a barrier. Well, we could put that white foam down the side of the lady's yard that's, you know, we can put up fencing. I mean, there's a pile of cedar on that land we could cut down and make cross timbers going everywhere. But the reality is we get to a point when you've got the whole neighborhood against this happening. You know, I'm not trying to be a bad neighbor either. And the way I was raised, when you go into a neighborhood or you go around, I wave at neighbors, and neighbors don't wave back. And so I'm not a pushy person. I also own a business in Hollister. I am careful about how I greet people. I greet people all the time because I don't know what they're one of my clients. So I'm always waving at somebody at Walmart or waving at them at the courthouse or waving at them. And so when I'm in Mike's neighborhood driving my truck through there, I wave at neighbors when I see them. I've never seen the elderly lady that lives beside Mike there, but we're willing, I mean.
How close is the target that would be perhaps the narrowest kind of crime that's being on her property now?
Not knowing.
Yeah, you can see the, actually, if you look here, you can see the cutout of the range. See this dark line right here? Here's the.
So it's the practice range, most likely.
In the practice range, so her property is
property's
over there,
over here to
and
the
we're
left.
Shooting away from it.
So there's...
That's why I'm trying to figure out where these arrows are coming
from. That's right.
I guess I'm trying to decide the way that course is laid out.
If you walk the property line goes, that's what I was trying to say earlier, the property line goes through the woods. I find it extremely impossible how arrows are ending up in a yard. It's going, could they be shot and skip into the woods on her side of the property? Yes, but not in yards. Not in anything that's being mowed.
Not your woods.
It's not my woods, correct.
That's not true. That's not.
We need to keep order, please.
The way your layout is, I mean, you haven't got anybody, the targets aren't actually facing anyone's property.
No.
That you're aware of.
No.
The range would be probably the closest thing that looks like to me. I mean, I'm just trying to look at it.
And if that is an issue, I mean, we can take the practice range and down, and we can shift it, we can move it, we can figure out. If I had the money to buy 40 acres somewhere, I don't know that there's 40 acres in Taney County that there's not other folks living around it. And if I could buy that 40 acres and had that money to do it, I would have already done it. The way we found out about this property is I was cutting Mike's hair one day and said, hey, started the White River Bowman. And he said, well, what is this? I said, we're a nonprofit archery club. He said, well, what are you guys going to do? I said, I don't know. I guess we've got to find some place to put it. And he said, I got some land. Come on out. And
I feel very concerned.
I do too. I get it.
I do
But we have, once again, we have went to great lengths to keep, to make this range as safe as possible. And we carry several million dollars worth of liability insurance.
Yeah.
And hope to never have to use it, but we carry that so that it can be, so just to stay safe, just to.
Okay. I think we've spent quite a bit of time on this application. So any more direct questions, or would anyone, based on what's been presented, want to make a motion?
What if we made this a per event special use permit? Like, you know, it's kind of like the fireworks stands. They can be open for so many days, and then they next year they have to get another permit. That would give us a chance to see if there was any interference with the neighborhood, and if there was a problem, it would never happen again.
I think the neighbors have already expressed that there is a problem.
There is. There is, and I agree to that.
Any type of motion?
Can we say something?
No.
Can we say something?
No, cannot. Out of order. Please respect the process. Any motion or in discussion amongst ourselves to help us get to that point?
My concern is I just don't think it's a big enough piece of property to handle that type of an activity. And if I lived in the neighborhood, I would really be concerned with not only the safety of it, but also the traffic. But I've lived out there on Newport Road years ago, and the road's much better now than it was then, but they're still pretty narrow. I'd make a motion to deny the request.
We do have a motion to deny the application.
A second.
And a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, so the vote in favor would be to deny the application. All those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand. Four? Was that eight? Was that everyone?
That was unanimous.
Sorry, the application has failed. You do have the
can
right.
Can I just ask it? Can I ask a question? Yeah, am I allowed to, if I'm denied to use my club and hold club events there, I'm still allowed to have a range on my property, correct?
Sure.
Can I do a private range? Because I'll be shooting as much as I can on my private range. I just want to make sure that's okay.
But you also have a responsibility to keep your arrows on your own property, too.
I'll maintain that and my insurance as well.
And you have a right to go through
go to the Board of Appeals.
He definitely will.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we've got 18-17, which is 392 Foggy River Road, Hollister.
Applicant Sean Porter seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing night rental use in the existing four-bedroom single-family home located at 392 Foggy River Road, Hollister, Missouri. For the assessor's information, the single-family home was built in 1987 and is located in the Riverside Estate Subdivision Lot 10. Lot is 90 by 148.23 in size. The applicant has submitted an aerial view of the property that shows parking for six vehicles. The property is currently served by Missouri American Water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Single-family home located at 392 Foggy River Road was flooded with water releases from Table Rock Dam due to substantial rain events the following year, since 2008, 2011, 2015 and 2017. The home is currently under repairs from the 2015-2017 floods. To the west is Lake Taneycomo. Properties to the east are vacant residential lots. To the north is a repaired occupied single-family home. To the south is a vacant single-family home waiting for repairs from the 2015-2017 flooding. The applicant has provided a buffer plan of arborvitae bushes planted on the north and south property lines between the adjoining residents. The project received a total score of 2 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations for your bedroom count would be would sleep no more than 10 persons for the 4-bedroom and thus would need parking spaces for 5 nightly rental vehicles. Here's kind of a close-up of our property in question. Zoom out, Acacia Club Road, a couple ways you can get in there, but you get on Foggy River Road. Here's a picture of the front of the home. It has a 2-car garage here with a 1-car garage on the side. This would be your south property line. This is the vacant home waiting repairs. Just another view farther onto that line. This is our north property line. This home was repaired and it's reoccupied. And then here's a view of that same property line to the north. And this is just a view of the backyard. And I think you provided a drawing of the parking in the arborvitae buffer. Okay.
I just want to add one thing. The north house there, the cabin, I guess there's been a change of ownership recently, and it's currently not occupied.
And what's not?
The way I understand it, he wants to proceed with nightly rentals on that also.
So while he's bringing that up, as far as on the nightly rental, would you have a nightly rental firm manage it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Where are you going to park the boats? Whoever's coming is going to bring a boat.
Well, there's a dock that got flooded away on the house next to it. I've made plans to purchase it.
But the boat trailer?
The boat trailer that had parked in the driveway.
There'll be a lot of shuffling every time somebody wants in and out, isn't there?
Yeah. Do you own that together, nightly rental property?
No. It's going to be a family vacation home, and offset the cost, I'd like to rent it out.
What are you going to do when it floods again?
Cry, I guess.
So it's a 4-bedroom would require parking for 5 vehicles?
And, yes.
The drawing is showing potentially 6, so I guess that would allow for the shuffle mix, 1 trailer and 5 vehicles. But it is awful tight.
Is that a full-size garage on the side, or is that a John Deere garage?
John Deere.
Yeah, it's a small garage.
Couldn't
on the side.
Car in.
Small car, not a full size. Yeah, have to be like a bass boat or something like that, probably.
So, do you have anything else specific you want to add to what Scott mentioned? Or
no, he pretty much covered it.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? Anyone opposed?